Once again, service in the Vietnam War era has become a presidential campaign issue. I asked two historians why that war service, or lack thereof, remains politically sensitive 3 decades after U.S. forces withdrew from Vietnam. David Anderson is a history professor at the University of Indianapolis. He was drafted and served in Vietnam. Douglas Brinkley is a biographer and author of Tour of Duty, John Kerry and the Vietnam War. Brinkley says some American presidents have used their military credentials to get elected.
You look after the Civil War, they used to say every politician was waving the bloody shirt, telling what their credentials were during the Civil War on the battlefield. The aberration is Bill Clinton, because in 1992, after a long national effort to win the Cold War, we won. If you look at the 8 years of Clinton's presidency, the thing that hurt him the most was that he was dubbed a draft dodger.
Wait a minute. The thing that hurt Clinton the most?
And there's also that integrity issue there, the question about how honest and straightforward are our leaders. And, of course, a big part of the Clinton issue people trying to make a lot out of is he was caught in a lie, et cetera, and that kind of thing, and as far as the impeachment proceedings. And the question now is, do we hold people accountable for honesty about their military past or any other detail about their past, and is that a test of national leadership today? And in a way, politics has always been a business where the spin is put on the truth for political advantage, but in an age of Enron, etc., there's an awful lot of question about integrity and believability, which is on people's minds.
Is September 11th the factor here, the reason why it didn't matter for Bill Clinton and the first time around for George W. Bush?
Yes. 9/11 changed things. Suddenly those so-called soccer moms have become security moms, and their people are worried about the security of their children, about their hometown, about the country at large, and the fact of somebody who seems to be able to present the knowledge of the world at large and a feeling of toughness and vigilance in the war on terror is respected and coveted by both parties. The major debate this year is going to be over the war in Iraq and who is going to make America safer from terrorists, John Kerry or George Bush.
I'm going to agree but disagree. I think that certainly the 9/11 is significant, but I'm not sure, but this is not a trend that's been developing ever since the Reagan era, a kind of remasculization, to use the term that one scholar has used, of America's self-image and American foreign policy to decontextualize and maybe the Vietnam experience to make it symbolic of various things, this no more Vietnam's kind of syndrome. What did that mean? Did that mean never do it again or next time do it again the right way? And that process has been going on for a generation, I think, since the 80s and through the 90s. If anything, what 9/11 did is it brought public attention back to the importance of international relations, foreign affairs, and military decisions. But I'm not so sure that it was a process that wasn't already underway.
Because the National Guard was a shelter of sorts at the time, it was very, very difficult to get into. And yet, George W. Bush and Dan Quayle had no problem.
Well, the entire Vietnam War was one of a class war, meaning if you had money or if you had contacts, you could get out of service. In Mr. Bush's case, his problem is he has publicly said he was for the war in Vietnam, yet he wanted other people to fight it for him. Everything the White House does now is raising more questions. Every document they release is going to cause more and more journalists to dig in deeper to this issue.
But since it was such an unpopular war, why can't candidates like Clinton and Bush say, I found a way out of it, I didn't want to fight it, I found a way out?
Well, they should, and that's called directness, but they're not doing that because there's so much posturing. I mean, all President Bush had to do was show a little humility and say this, you know what? I was young then, I look back on it, and all I could tell you is I'm glad these other guys went to Vietnam to cover for me. They did their duty, and I want to salute those Vietnam veterans, and I want to tell you thank you for your service, welcome home, and this president cares about you. But that would go against his whole macho persona that he's developed, the cowboy from Texas, the Alamo. Hence, this is a nightmare for the White House.
I think I'm going to pick up on what Doug is saying there. He's talking about the uses and abuses of history, and you try to convey a certain military persona on one hand, and you don't want to mess that up with some kind of other nasty little fact about your past. I think that a lot of young people, ages 19 to about 22 or 23, back in the 1960s had to make some very tough choices to protest the war. Some chose to go to war. Some chose to leave the country. Some chose to stay and take their chances. Whatever the decision was, they have to live with those decisions on the one hand, but that was in one context, and they could say that that was that context, and this is now.
But there's been no draft for a very long time now, and consequently the percentage of Americans who served in the military is shrinking rapidly every day. Why then should it matter that candidates try to appear as patriots when they weren't?
Well, because we're a society desperate for sustainable heroes, where tabloid culture and every celebrity we build up, we then rip them down. And there's something about a young person in their 20s who did something heroic. Anybody who goes over to Iraq now and experiences combat and comes back wounded or comes back with a war story, we honor in this society. And I think it's something we've done for generations and generations. In that case, the Vietnam War was the aberration. So many people were proud of their anti-war posturing that they came forward and refused to serve the country, went to Canada, dodged the draft. But a lot of us understand, would I or wouldn't I go when my number was called? The way President Bush's decision of leaping over 500 people and getting in the National Guard and then not showing up for a year in Alabama, that was a decision he made. The fact that that's the unheroic decision he made in an election year causes great consternation to a lot of people, because that we like to think of our presidents of having some kind of heroic stature.
Douglas Brinkley is the author of Tour of Duty, John Kerry in the Vietnam War, and David Anderson is a history professor at the University of Indianapolis.